Sweetheart, I hate to be forceful with this request, but you must stay quiet. If you don't, you know what I'll have to do to you. And from what happened last time, that wasn't your smartest decision. I'm trying my best to go easy on you, though. It's rather difficult. You know how strong I am. Please don't resist again. If you do, I'll be forced to get the tape. But I know you're good, and you know how to listen. You've never had a problem with listening to me before. So why start now? Look, I'll stroke your head, and that'll calm you down. See? Just the way you like it. There's nothing wrong. You're completely safe. Safe as always. With me and me alone. Ah, yes. I expected that question. I cannot tell you at the moment where you are. Just in case you, I don't know, do something silly like try to escape and tell people where you've been. I really can't let that happen. But it's fine because it really doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're with me. As long as we're together, everything's fine. I hope that didn't sound too selfish. But, you're too much of a good thing to share with anybody else. So, I feel like I'm justified. Why did I do this? Well, why not? I don't see any problem with it. You're mine, and I want you, or I can see you, at really any time of the day and the night. This seemed like the proper solution to all my problems. Instead of us being separate, we get to be together 24/7. Really? You still ask why? Let's see if I can give you some examples. Do you remember a few days ago when that waitress started flirting with you in front of me? Yeah, you say she was just being nice and friendly. But I know women like that. That was just an act. And I didn't fall for it. But she certainly fell a few days later. How tragic. Oh well, less competition. What do I mean by that? Oh, baby. I want to keep you as innocent as possible. So, maybe in the future, I'll let you in on that secret. Another incident. You were hanging out with your online pals for a little bit too long throughout the days. That's a lot of time wasted when it could be with me. So, I'm just gonna keep you away from them for a while. I don't see any harm in that. Every now and again, we need a break from the internet. It's only healthy, right? I'm just doing things that are good for you. Even if you don't immediately realize it. But I'm positive you will in the future, and you'll thank me. All I want is nothing but the best for you. And the people that are around you, other than me, are a threat. And I know how to deal with threats. Ever since we've met, That's all I've been doing. If someone got too close to you, I saw them as an automatic threat, and I did what had to be done. In the name of love. And I'll do it again, and again, and again, just for you. Anything to keep you safe. Anything to keep you with me. You and I belong together. And I'm never gonna let you out of my sight ever again. Obsessed? I don't think I'm obsessed with you. Well, at least not to a unhealthy degree. Not by a long shot. Oh, I could be much worse than this. And I'm not. Oh, baby. Baby, please calm down. No, you don't understand. Baby, just lower your voice. Come now, lower.
Lower your voice now.
I'm sorry, baby. I really am. But I'm gonna do this for your own good, okay? Now stay still. Darling, the more you wiggle like this, the more I'm going to have to hurt you. And I really don't want to do that. Thank you. Now, if I have to hurt you for you to learn your lesson, then I will do exactly that. But don't worry. I'm going to end up teaching you what's right and what's wrong. Once I'm done re-educating you, there will be nothing to worry about ever again. I'll never have to worry ever again. Every time you're around somebody that isn't me, or they even look at you, it makes me sick to my stomach. And that won't have to happen anymore. If I can't change the world, I'll make a world for just the two of us. And no one else will be allowed in. They'll have to go through me first. And that is very, very unwise. Oh dear, are you crying? Come here. Oh, no, don't shy away. It's okay. You don't have anything to be scared of anymore. I know. It makes me cry too. The thought of people possibly coming between us. It's a very scary thought. But don't worry. That chance will never happen again. Or are you crying tears of joy? That must be it. Yes, just wonderful tears of joy. Happy to be just with me. Yes, that must be it. Anything else? Would it make any sense? You're my happy teddy bear. And you always will be. I'll keep all those bad men and women away from you forever. I promise. I'll make sure to protect you with my dying breath. I'd kill for you. God knows I would do it. Whatever it takes, I'll do anything. I know. Even though you can't speak right now, I think you would tell me at this moment to just relax. There's no danger. Not where we're at. Just stay calm. Breathe in and out. Okay. I feel a little better. How about you? Oh, yeah, right. You can't respond. There is a big part of me that wants to take the tape off of your mouth. But will you not scream? I can't do that if you're going to scream, baby. I want to kiss those lips of yours so badly, though. But I can kiss other parts of you. Look at me blush. Just the thought of having you all here by myself makes me so happy. Ah, it's like a dream come true. I've had this type of dream every single night. Just you and I in a house far, far away from civilization. So dreamy. But sometimes, only sometimes, I get a dream or two where you leave me. And oh, those dreams ruin my whole day. So much so, the last dream I had was exactly that scenario. And do you know what became of that? Ta-da! You're here now. So maybe these dreams will finally stop happening. It's about time, right? Oh, you shook your head. Good, good. That is one way to respond to me. Another question. Do you like your surroundings that you're in right now? No? Don't worry. You will soon enough. This room is not fully furnished. And I do apologize for that. I'll bring down a nice mattress with sheets for you to sleep on. And I'll bring down all of the necessities that you need to survive. Trust me, it'll be just like your old room in no time. And once you show me that you're going to comply, not be rowdy, and that you won't leave me, then I'll let you out from here, and you can move around a bit more freely. Baby steps. One step at a time. And I love having you down here. I'll always know where you are. And who knows? By the end of this, you might be begging to stay down here. What do you think, huh? Would that make you happy? No? We'll see about that. What I've learned in life is, you can never say never. Sometimes you'll end up being shocked by your own actions and your own decisions. I truly believe that your love for me will very soon equal the same amount of love that I have for you. Oh, I see it happening in no time. But I'll take some extra precautions now and make us inseparable early. Even if that means we have to stay cuffed to each other all the time. Oh no, oh no, not again. Calm down, baby, calm down. Must I get the chains out now? You know I don't want to do this. You'll learn. I promise you'll learn. It'll just take a little bit of extra time, I think. But you'll get there. I'm not letting you go until you do. So don't worry. You can stay down here for as long as you want. We have all the time in the world. I love you, darling. I love you to death.